Media.us to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Governor Abbott is responding to the U.S. Justice Department suing the state of Texas over a new floating barrier of red buoys at the border. The blockade is placed in shallow areas of the river where it's easier to cross, forcing migrants to navigate deeper waters and razor wire.
The lawsuit claiming Texas flouted federal law when it did not seek authorization from the Army Corps of Engineers prior to installing the floating barrier and demanding it be removed from the Rio Grande River. Texas Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the barrier, arguing in a letter sent to President Biden, the state has the constitutional right and sovereign interest in protecting its borders, writing, Texas, we'll see you in court, Mr. President.
ABC's Maria Villarreal reporting, Mexico has also raised concerns, saying the barriers violate international treaties. Dangerous heat targeting parts of the central U.S., and it's not just there. 40 million Americans are under heat alerts nationwide. This is ABC News. Controversy seemed to be good for sales for Jason Aldean's latest song as it rockets up the charts. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town.
Round here we take care of our own.
Debuts at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. The week after got a lot of people talking about the meaning of the song and its video, with claims that it was anti-Black Lives Matter and racist, claims Aldean said couldn't be further from the truth. Whatever the case, it had the biggest digital sales week for a country song in 10 years, since Florida Georgia Line's Cruise. Aldean hasn't had a song in the top 10 since Dirt Road Anthem in 2011. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
New research is showing that people living with HIV who take their antiretroviral medications had almost zero risk of transmitting the virus to their partners if they continue to take their medicine and have a viral load that is considered undetectable. Researchers reviewed studies from more than 25 countries, reinforcing the idea that undetectable equals untransmittable. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go, 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down, 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
If the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much is it based on facts versus feelings? Because I just have this inkling that so many people are their feelings about the candidates, and specifically about Joe Biden, is just how they feel about him, which is, I think, how largely we all mostly vote, as much as we want to be rational actors.
We vote with our gut.
And so, you know, simple question that I'm sure many talk show hosts before me have asked so far this year. If the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And it's also, do you not know? Because that's a valid answer, too. And it's probably the right answer because we're still over a year away. But, and we've touched on this a little bit before as far as what the numbers say versus what approval ratings are. Or, and not even just of Biden, but of people's feelings about the economy, feelings about how the country's doing, and how that matches up to the actual measurements we typically use to gauge how things are going. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people on the left or independents who can say, you know, who will say, like, yeah, Biden's done a pretty good job, but he's just so old. Who are, like, not fired up about him again.
Right.
And just based on the age thing and some gaffes and stuff like that are kind of like, ugh, really? This guy again? And then obviously Republicans are hammering on Joe Biden's America as the land of, you know, violent crime, surging illegal immigration, out of control inflation. But the thing is, like, the actual numbers don't always support that. And I bring this up partially because I read some stuff this morning as far as what the numbers say. But I also, over the weekend, was up north and went to Lac du Flambeau. And then we also went over to Hayward.
Oh,
hello, Hayward.
I'm so jealous.
And checked out the Lumberjack World Championship. Although we timed it a little poorly because we didn't look at the schedule, so we bought tickets. And, like, the grounds were open all day, but the actual, like, final event didn't, like, start until 5:30.
Oh, man.
So we got to see the grounds. We got to see a axe-throwing competition. We got to see some fun stuff and kind of get the vibe for what it was. But we didn't decide because it was, like, an hour and a half from Lac du Flambeau. So we drove back. But got to check out Hayward. Got to see from a distance the largest muskie statue in the world.
Oh.
Because they close at 4, which would seem early.
In the summer?
In the summer and during the Lumberjack World Championship. I was a little surprised that they weren't still letting, because it's $10 a person. I was like, that feels like a lot of money you guys are deciding not to capitalize on.
What, the muskie needs to rest?
I don't know, but so Mike got up in like a hill and got a picture of it because they strategically place a lot of trees so you can't just take a picture without paying for it. But not surprisingly, in driving up to Lac du Flambeau, driving west to Hayward, driving east back to the cabin, saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon signs.
Ah.
Saw, not surprisingly, you know, to each their own. No judgment. But nevertheless, saw a lot. Saw one homemade sign that Mike was very excited about. We were driving. He saw there was a homemade sign, literally stopped and pulled a Yui because he wanted to go see what it said. And so it was Biden spelled out. And B was for, I just said this. Didn't I just tell you this before?
You did, and I'm drawing a complete
blank. And
now
B was for, I was for idiot, D was for dummy, E was for empty, N was for naive, and B was for, it wasn't bonehead. I can't remember what the B was for. If you can think of a B word for an idiot, that's what it was.
Bumbler?
Nah, now I can't remember. But so anyways, you know, part of the state that is very still pro-Trump, not excited about Biden. And so I mention it because I see these numbers. I saw those signs. I kind of feel like the vibe I get in general from, you know, anyone but besides hardcore Democrats is meh on Biden. Like, it's like, I'll vote for him because it's like, again, like a not Republican. It's like, I'm not voting for the Republican.
Right.
But it's interesting because there's a lot of arguments as far as facts of why this has been a pretty good presidency. So, you know, in the first one, the violent crime, and this includes Milwaukee. I saw a headline from last week that violent crime is down in Milwaukee. Stealing cars.
That's still way up there.
Still way up there. But as far as homicides are going down, and this is a, you know, violent crime surged across the country post-pandemic, and it was a huge concern in the 2022 election. But homicides were down 9% in the first half of this year and over the same period last year. And so that's generally down across the board. Illegal border crossings are down. It's dropped to the lowest level in over 2 years this past June for the first full month under Biden's new restrictive asylum rule, which makes it much harder to attain asylum. Obviously, some people, pro-immigration people, are not happy about this. There's a legal case pending that could change that, but at least for now, that policy has curbed illegal border crossings. Inflation is cooling.
And compared to the rest of the world, our inflation rate is manageable. They're dealing with double digits in many countries.
And so, you know, and we're going to get, I think the Fed this week again is going to make a decision on interest rates. I think that comes this week. I don't know which day.
Wednesday or Thursday.
And there's been a manufacturing boom across the country.
Not to mention all the bridge projects.
All the bridge projects, of course. And so there's been, like, the job growth for manufacturing. There's been 800,000 manufacturing jobs added nationwide. And so it's like you see all this and it's like, obviously this is the burden of the campaign to make all these connections and have it resonate with voters. But it's funny that on its face, I don't know if it is right now. What do you think? If you had an election today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. Or similarly, how much do you think that you use facts versus your gut instinct when it comes to voting decisions? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Well, I know how I would vote.
Today?
Yes.
Would be Biden?
Yes. And again, I certainly understand the reluctance about his age. He is not a young man. And as you said, he has made some gaffes. At the same time, I think physically, for his age, he's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. And overall, I think he's all there and is actually able to put sentences together in a structure that when you read it back, it actually makes sense, as opposed to the front runner for the other party, who is not in great physical shape. And I'm sorry, but they can make as many posters of Donald Trump wearing armor, dressed like a gladiator. That isn't who he is. Sorry to be the one to point that out. I know it's harsh.
Is there anyone running, even if it's a long shot, is there anyone running on the Republican ticket that you could like hold your nose and vote for?
No.
Chris Christie? No.
Chris Christie?
Asa Hutchinson? No.
No.
Like any of the guys who are actually running counter to a Trump MAGA culture war thing?
No.
Tim Scott?
No. And Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson aren't even going to be players in this.
I know.
They're not. They're just not. And neither is Mike Pence.
Well, Mike Pence seems dead in the water.
Well,
just because, well, that's how I feel about the Ron DeSantis campaign, too, is like, it's this appeal to MAGA. It's like, I'm not Trump. Like, it's just this, like, walking this line of not really criticizing Trump because you know you need that base, but like, that base probably is never going to leave Trump. So it's like, who are you actually appealing to? Because there's probably, I would think that there's a lot of like independents and moderates who like you're still too extreme for, who are like over the culture war thing and who are not necessarily in favor of teaching middle school students, you know, slavery had some benefits.
Yes, all
but not
the
to go down that rabbit hole.
All the things you can pick up when people are whipping you.
And
but
so
anyway,
that's kind of how I feel about like the Pence thing too. It's like, who are your voters? Like, who are you appealing to? But yeah, I would love to hear from you as far as if the election was today, who would you vote for, and how much, if you're being honest with yourself, is it off of gut instinct versus actually looking at the numbers? 844-967-2789.
We will come back with a call on the other side of this break. We have Don on the line. As Kristen said, if you want to check in, you can text and or call at 844-967-2789.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My life, I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, oh, feeling.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 63. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 91. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms 68. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 69.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK. This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Governor Abbott is responding to the U.S. Justice Department suing the state of Texas over a new floating barrier of red buoys at the border. The blockade is placed in shallow areas of the river where it's easier to cross, forcing migrants to navigate deeper waters and razor wire.
The lawsuit claiming Texas flouted federal law when it did not seek authorization from the Army Corps of Engineers prior to installing the floating barrier and demanding it be removed from the Rio Grande River. Texas Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the barrier, arguing in a letter sent to President Biden, the state has the constitutional right and sovereign interest in protecting its borders, writing, "Texas, we'll see you in court, Mr. President."
ABC's Maria Villarreal reporting, Mexico has also raised concerns, saying the barriers violate international treaties. Dangerous heat targeting parts of the central U.S., and it's not just there. 40 million Americans are under heat alerts nationwide. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 63. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 91. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms 68. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 69.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.